Welcome back. In this lesson, we're going deep on one of those jungle and old-school DNB tricks that can completely change the feel of a transition. The break roll widen formula for warm tape style grit in Ableton Live 12. Now, this is not just about making drums sound bigger. That's the beginner move. What we want here is a roll that feels alive, sampled, a little bit worn in the best way, and wide only where it should be wide. The center needs to stay punchy. The edges need to open up, and the tail needs to pick up that dirty, tape-rubbed character that makes the whole thing feel like it came off a proper record, not a sterile MIDI grid. So think of this lesson as a composition tool, not just a sound design trick. In jungle and darker DNB, the roll is doing a job. It's pushing energy forward, marking phrases, setting up drops, and creating that emotional lift right before the bass comes back in and takes over. First things first, start with a break that already has personality. That means something with snare crack, hat bleed, room tone, and natural decay. The more character the source has, the easier it is to make it feel real later. Drop the break into Ableton, and if you need to correct timing, use warp carefully. If the break has good transient shape, don't overwarp it into mush. For this style, preserving the feel of the original hit matters a lot. Now build the roll as a phrase. Don't think, I need a fill. Think, I need a moment. A good break roll usually grows in density. You might start sparse in the first bar with pickup notes and ghost hats, then add more snare doubles and little kick ghosts in the second bar, and finally hit a denser cluster in the last half bar before cutting out. That little increase in rhythmic density is what gives you forward motion. And velocity is huge here. Don't make everything the same strength. Let the main snare accents hit harder, around the top end of the velocity range, and keep the ghost notes lighter and more uneven. That contrast is what makes it feel human. It also keeps the roll from sounding like a rigid loop. In jungle, a little imperfection is a feature, not a bug. Now here's the real widen formula. Split the roll into two layers. One layer is the body, the other is the air and width. The body stays centered, focused, and punchy. That's where the snare weight lies. The air layer gets all the stereo treatment, the grit, and the texture. On the body layer, keep things tight. Use EQ if needed to clean out anything that's competing with your kick and sub, and keep it basically mono. You want the snare and drum center of gravity to stay locked in the middle. On the air layer, start shaping the top end. High pass it so you're not widening low frequencies. You do not want stereo junk in the low end, especially in drum and bass, where the kick and sub need room to hit hard and clean. Let the air layer carry hats, room noise, cymbal smear, and those little bits of break texture that make the roll feel like a sampled performance. Now for the tape-style grit chain. A really solid starting point in Ableton Live 12 is something like auto filter, saturator, drum bus, maybe a touch of redux or erosion, then EQ and utility. You're basically warming the sound, roughing it up a little and widening only the texture layer. The auto filter helps you trim the low end and shape the brightness. Saturator gives you that warm drive and soft clipping vibe. Drum bus is excellent for making the break feel more sampled and less polished. A little redux can add that slightly degraded digital edge that, when used subtly, actually helps the sound feel more old and broken in. And utility lets you set the stereo width on just the layer that should be wide. The key word here is subtle. If you overdo this chain, the roll turns into fizz. You want abrasion, not blur. You want warmth, not sludge. If the top end gets harsh, pull back a little around the high frequencies with EQ. Remember, the goal is tape-style grit, which means a soft, worn character, not a glassy modern sheen. Once you have the roll sounding right, resample it. This is such an important part of the jungle workflow. In a lot of classic drum and bass, the sound isn't just designed. It's committed. You print it, chop it again, and treat it like a real piece of audio. That gives it identity. It also makes the workflow faster, because now you're working with a sound that already has a vibe. After resampling, you can do a few nice advanced moves. You can reverse tiny fragments for a classic jungle-style glitch. You can move warp markers to make one hit drag just a little. You can duplicate the tail of a snare and turn it into a new fill element. This is where the roll stops beating a pattern and starts becoming part of the track's personality. Now let's talk about stereo width the right way. Don't just slap on a widener and call it done. The best width in this style often comes from timing and layering. Duplicate the air layer and offset one copy by a few milliseconds, or pan two versions slightly left and right with tiny timing differences. That creates width that feels more organic and less artificial. You can also use a very gentle auto pan if you want motion, but keep it subtle. This is drum and bass, not a chorus effect demo. The main snare energy should still feel centered and powerful. The width should live in the hats, room, smear, and top texture. Then group the roll layers together and process them as one drum department. This is where the whole thing gels. A little glue compressor can help the layers feel like one performance. Just a couple dB of gain reduction is usually enough. You can add a tiny bit more saturation or drum buzz if the layers feel disconnected, and clean up any boxiness around the low mids with EQ if needed. This buzz stage matters because it makes the roll feel like a complete event, not just a stack of sounds. That's what gives you that proper DNB compositional weight. The listener should feel one unified motion, not hear separate processing tricks. Now automate it. This is one of the biggest differences between a decent roll and a killer roll. Don't keep the width and grit static. Open the width gradually across the phrase. Let the saturation creep up slightly toward the end. Ease the filter open a bit. Maybe add a touch of reverb or delay only on the final hit, not the whole roll. That last half bar is where you can really make the energy bloom. Pull the body down slightly if needed and let the air layer rise. That creates the illusion of expansion without wrecking the punch. It's a really effective trick in jungle and rollers, because it makes the fill feel like it's opening up into something bigger. And of course, the roll has to work with the bass. That part is non-negotiable. If the bass line is busy, the roll needs to leave space. If the sub is coming in hard, maybe thin it out for a moment. If you have a reese, you can even automate a filter dip or a short pause so the roll has room to breathe before the bass answer lands. This is where arrangement thinking comes in. Use the roll as a phrase marker. Put it at the end of an 8-bar section, or as the final move before the drop, or as a switch up in a long DJ-friendly loop. In old school and dark DNB, a roll can do a lot of structural work. It can tell the listener something's about to happen without needing a giant riser or a big modern FX sweep. A good check is to listen at low volume too. If the roll disappears when the system gets quiet, the mid-range shape probably isn't strong enough. In this style, the roll should still read clearly even without huge low-end presence. That's how you know the body and the texture are balanced properly. Also, don't be afraid of slight imperfections. A tiny timing offset, a little uneven velocity, or a subtle tonal difference between left and right can make the roll feel sampled and human. Old-school jungle thrives on that kind of texture. Perfect can sound weak. Slightly imperfect can sound huge. If you want to take it further, try a parallel dirt lane. Duplicate the roll and make one copy much dirtier, more band-limited, and more crushed. Blend it in quietly underneath the cleaner version. That gives you a shadow layer of grime without sacrificing the main transient. Another strong variation is left-right asymmetry. Make one side slightly darker, or slightly delayed, or a touch more saturated than the other. That gives the stereo image a more analog feel. It avoids the generic super-wide plug-in sound and makes the roll feel more like hardware playback or chopped tape. You can also use the roll as a break roll to hit transition. Let the last event get more impact, more width, or stronger transient, then cut hard into the drop. That final accent can feel like the floor dropping out before the bass slams back in. Very effective. So to recap the core idea, keep the center solid, widen the edges, warm up the texture with saturation and drum processing, automate the roll so it opens over time, and resample it so it becomes part of the track's character. That's the formula. If you get this right, the roll won't just fill space. It'll become one of the main storytelling devices in the tune. It'll push the arrangement forward, add that old-school jungle attitude, and make the drop hit with way more impact. Now go build one clean version, one dirtier tape-smudged version, and one aggressive transition version. Compare them in context, not solo. Trust your ears in the full track. That's where the magic is.